10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hey, what's going on out there? Happy Tuesday to you. This is Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Mr. Talk. And how y'all doing out there? Well, I hope your day is going well. Well, man, we got a show for you today. We got a question out there, and I'm looking for some answers and some great conversation. And the topic of the day is, what's wrong with America? What's wrong with America, y'all? I mean, we have mass shooting, 15% poverty, economic inequality, you know, religion is almost non-existent. What's really going on, America? What's wrong with America? That's the question we're going to be asking today. Say, hey, what's up? Guest 1536, Knowledge, my man, is in the house also in the chat room. Now, y'all want to become part of the show today? Give me a call, 347-838-8622. Email me, ericletstalk@gmail.com. Or join me in the chat room, www.logtalkradio.com/Eric Jackson 62. All right. Man, I'm telling you, I'm looking for an outstanding show today. I really am. Wow. And I don't know how I came up with that question. I was doing something, and just happened. The question just came to me. What's wrong with America? I mean, we can't even walk down the street without thinking about getting shot up, or you know, just having to scrape two dimes together to get a quarter. Oh man, what's really going on out here in this country? Let alone talking about our so-called freedom that we have, that's basically non-existent as well. So, you know, hey, it's on and popping today. It's on and popping. Oh, yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Man, I tell you. But you know what? It's all right. All right. Before we get started, you know, of course, we have to do the house rules and the song of the day and the quote of the day and, you know, all of that kind of stuff. But before we do, I always have to do this. Hey, y'all know, for those just joining, on the show today we're going to be asked the question, what is wrong with America? I know there are going to be those individuals that say nothing is wrong. Everything is fine. Everything is fine. We're the strongest ever. We just the best things cooking, and we are have never been better. But is that really the truth? Oh, my goodness. Are we now a nation that sits and waits for someone else to make a change instead of doing it ourselves? Well, really? I mean, there's groups out there that's not waiting. They're forcing their agendas. You know, we have gay marriage in 13 states now. 13 states. Certain words that cannot be spoken in public schools can't even be written down in the school. Imagine that. We got politicians afraid to vote their true beliefs. to feel a reprisal from the voters and their fellow politicians and the lobbyists. You know, man, I'm telling you, and as I mentioned before, you got the mass shootings, the absence of religion. Oh, man, freedoms that just not there. We got drones, man. You know, government spying on us. Man, I'm telling you, we got a whole lot to talk about today. You know what I mean? And those are just some of the questions we're going to be talking about today. Because, yes, we want to know what's wrong with America. Oh, should I have asked the question, what's wrong, America? Either way, we're going to be talking about all that today, all right? So I hope y'all get ready. So go on and get that cup of joe, that afternoon cocktail, the glass of water, cup of tea, whatever you take, and sit down and get ready for some great conversation and a little fun and a little laughter, but overall, a great, great learning experience, that's for sure. All right. Now I have said all that. It's time to go ahead and get the house rules out of the way. Okay? Simple. We encourage everybody to call in, join the conversation. We love that. We like to hear your opinion. We love to hear different opinions on what we discuss here. All right? But at the same time, please respect everyone's time to speak. I know sometimes we have an issue with that, and I let it go for a little while, but when it gets totally out of hand, then, you know, I have to do something about it. But as much as possible, please let the other person speak and finish their thought or response first before everybody else jump in. Okay? That's only polite. That is only polite. Okay? And also, make your comments or responses as short and to the point as possible. You know, and please no 15, 20-minute dissertations because you bore everybody. I'm going to put it out there. You just bore the heck out of everybody. So I'm just saying, I'm just putting it out there. All right. And of course, the big thing, no personal attacks are allowed. You know, now, you know, if you started, you know, don't expect Mr. Talk to jump in and save you. Okay. Because it's not going to happen if you start getting it back. All right. I'm just saying. And, of course, if two people get arguing and they can't come to a conclusion, the green room awaits them. In other words, they get put in a green room where they can argue and talk for as long as they want to. All right? And, of course, anybody violates any of these guidelines, you know, I would handle them on, you know, accordingly. Okay? So those are the house rules. Oh, man, I'm telling you, I feel good right now. I know why I feel so good, but I can't tell y'all why I feel good. But anyway, are we ready? Are we ready? It's time for the quote of the day. All right, here it is, the quote of the day. And, oh, boy, where justice is denied, where poverty is enforced, where ignorance prevails, and where only one class is made to feel that society is an organized conspiracy to oppress, rob, and degrade them, neither persons nor property will be safe. Boy, that should hit home there, boy, I tell you. That should hit home right there. Wow. And that was by the Frederick Douglass. That's right, man. I'm telling you, that's right on time for today, don't you think? That's right on time for today. I got to read that one more time. Well, justice is denied, Trayvon Martin. Well, poverty is enforced, the black community. Well, ignorance prevails. Oh, a whole lot of America. And where only one class is made to feel that society is an organized conspiracy to oppress, rob, and degrade them, African Americans, then neither persons nor property will be safe. Do you understand that? Neither persons nor property will be safe. Eminent domain, prison systems. Poverty. Oh, man. Yes, yes. You hear me, knowledge? That's what I'm doing. That's what I'm doing. See, knowledge caught it. Knowledge caught it. You know what I mean? Wow. That's a good one there. That's a good one. I like that. And I would like to thank Miss Anne. Well, she's not here now. I'll tell her later. All right. Well, that was quote of the day. And I hope y'all understand what it's saying. Okay. Now, here we go. The song of the day. Now, I guarantee none of y'all know this song right here. Yeah, I'm going to see, though, because this is a song that goes with the theme of the day, and I love it. I really do. So without further ado, y'all, here it is, the song of the day. All right, y'all. That was a song called Ideologies by M. DeReeve. That's MDERAEVE. All right, man. And man, does that song fit the show today or what? you know what I mean? Oh. Oh, my goodness, my goodness, my goodness. Well, wow. Yeah. All right, y'all. So you know what we're going to do right now? Oh, Lord, have mercy. I see the poisoners of the water are here. Well, hello, Kat. How are you today? Wesley, I see you also. Thank you for joining us. All right. So now, let's get on with the ghetto, man. You know what? I got a lot to talk about, man. I really do. But you know what? I'm going ahead and open the phone lines so we can get this conversation started. We got plenty of time, you know, so let's do that. All right. I see it's on there. Lord. All right. Let's see. Let's bring Brother Lowe in today and see what he's talking about. Brother Lowe, what's going on, man? How is it down there in New Orleans?
Mr. Tarp, before anyone says anything or anyone else says anything, I don't want anyone to personally attack me. I don't want to say anything that's going to be offensive to anyone. But if I say something, I don't expect for them to have a comeback or anything like that and just leave it as it is. What's up, bro?
Man, shut the hell up with that. I'm just gonna tell you straight up. You know, don't be coming up. Look, don't be coming on here with that old soft stuff. All of a sudden,
don't
heck
get
no.
All
heck yeah, all that PC stuff. Say that right there.
Oh man, the weather is beautiful. The weather is beautiful here. Absolutely, man. It's hard to believe that this time last year, bro, my house. Well, it wasn't even a skeleton then. It was in the process of becoming a skeleton, you know, with the 4 feet of water everywhere, you know, and
right.
Flooded out three vehicles that were, two of them were paid for, another one just about to be paid for. They were flooded out. A whole house full of memories had to be thrown away, you know.
Wow. Yeah. They say the Most High
was,
is good, isn't he?
Oh, all the time, bro. All the time. The policeman came all the way up to my garage door.
Mm-hmm.
I had my wife on my back, two duffel bags, and dog. I had to get all out of the house.
Mm.
And the policeman came all the way up to the garage door on the boat, bro. So you know
on the boat.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah.
Like
hold
said,
on, let me bring Joe in real fast, all right?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. All right, Mr. Joe, your mic is open. How you doing?
Look, I don't want anybody to attack me, okay? All right, when I say something, I want people to listen to me, all right? And I forget what else I'm gonna say, right?
You didn't say this last week when I got a disclaimer thrown at me, so don't start it now.
Well, that's you, Lo. That's you.
Whatever.
But I tell you, looking at Colorado, and I didn't know what was going on in Colorado until early this morning. People are catching water. Yes, I didn't know.
Oh,
I had no idea.
Look, the water's receding now. You should have gone last week when it was raining.
I didn't, man. I had no idea. Those people, hey, I understand, especially when you live in a place just like I do where, and you've been in the proximity where I live, Mr. Talk, we didn't expect water out here. It never had flooded. No, never. None of the houses during Hurricane Katrina had water damage other than, you know, if their roof came off and maybe rained inside of the house. Other than that, we didn't have water standing like that, man.
Mm. Wow.
So, yeah, the places where you'd never expect for it to happen, that's where it happened at. And sad to say, a lot of people didn't have flood insurance, just like a lot of these people in Colorado don't have, I'm sure.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. That's not a flood plain. You know, some companies won't even give it to you.
Right. And that's crazy.
Mm-hmm. I know. Very crazy. So, gentlemen, how y'all doing? I see y'all doing all right, and we ready for some conversation. And so, in your opinion, what's really going on? What's wrong with America? I mean, we got 13 states that approved gay rights. We got mass shootings, two or three a month or something like that, if not more, you know. And then, you know, all this politically correctness, like when Lowe came on, yeah, I don't know. And, you know, this pussified, you know, is the nation pussified now? What do you think about that?
Anything
go ahead,
to say,
White America.
No, you want White T to go first now.
Huh? Yeah, go ahead, White America. We want to hear what White America has to say about this. You speak for all Caucasians right now, Joe. Go ahead.
Well, the problem with America is the Negro. You like that answer?
Wow.
Now?
Get up, man. Come on.
All right, you like that answer? All right, you want me to go first? Good.
Go.
All right. The problem with America is corruption. Corruption in Congress.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it all stems from. Because of Congress, they left years ago, took hold of the American minds, molded them into being stupid fucking people.
Mm.
As a result, we don't understand anything that's true. We only like that which is glamorous, that which is sold to us in the media, and we react accordingly. If we actually were an intelligent bunch of people, then we would take a look at all the propaganda that Congress throws at us, and we'll say, are you really trying to make me accept that bullshit? Are you fucking crazy? But instead, we go, oh, yeah, he's a nice-looking guy. She's a nice-looking girl. Oh, yeah, he's got a nice head of hair. He sounds nice. I bet she smells nice. I don't really understand exactly all they're saying, but it sounds good, so I'll vote for him. These assholes get into Congress. Look what happens.
Mm-hmm. Look what happens. I tell you.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on. Let me bring somebody else in. And then you can finish. All right. Area code 314. Welcome to the show. Your mic is open.
Hello, Eric. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Pianca. How are you?
Pink. Hey, Joe. How you doing? Always good to hear your voice, too.
Yeah, but it's good to hear your voice. You know how it is when the other one comes on. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, you know you have to have somebody at the door checking the ID of those who come in.
Well, that wouldn't stop the other one.
But what I don't understand, Eric, you got here the questions being asked, and you list here is why you have recent riots and mass shootings. Well, that ain't.
I got some more. Go ahead, though.
Poverty out of control, economic inequality.
Mm-hmm.
Then you get into growing number of atheists, agnostics. What they have to do with it? Libertarians and patriots. You know, some of the greatest and most intelligent civilizations of the world, their belief was entirely different than what people tend to adhere to today.
Mm-hmm.
And it was more diverse. Let's just stick with America right now.
How are you today?
Well, even if you want to look at America,
yeah,
you know America's founding fathers. Oh, wait a minute, American founding fathers, they weren't beholden to no one religion.
Right, those vassals were mostly atheists.
Now, wait a minute, because that's not true.
Well, I'm an atheist.
Well, a lot of them said Christian. A lot of them were Christians now. And they said, under
Thomas
God.
Well, Jefferson wasn't one.
How do you know?
Were Washington you wasn't.
Were
you
absolutely.
There well, no, Washington stated
well,
that. Matter of fact, he wanted. Well, listen, Washington had somebody next to his bedside when he died to make sure that they witnessed that he didn't call upon no deity because they didn't want, he didn't want his story to be messed up. So. And they was Calvinists. Calvinists did not believe in no savior. So, what else do you want to know?
No, what else you gonna tell me? Because, you know, I just have to disagree with you that the founding fathers wrote the thing were not some type of spiritual.
How could they have been?
Because most of them,
when I read the book American Sphinx on Thomas Jefferson, when I read the biography of Washington, I read the biography of Thomas Paine and Monroe, they were not. So maybe whoever wrote those biographies was lying then. No, I wasn't there, but I do have within my repertoire of books those ones I just mentioned.
But the point is, even if that is the case, Pianki, you know, as far as spiritually, you know, it's non-existent now. I mean, you can't even say the word God in elementary school. You know what I'm saying?
Was it ever? Well, the question, Mr. Talk, did it ever truly exist? Did you just think it existed?
What is this?
You said that people can't even say the word God now. And I mean, you alluded to some type of spirituality. I'm not going to say a specific religion.
Uh-huh.
You alluded to some type of spirituality, to a
deity
that was of goodness. But
mm-hmm.
the thing is, if those people were truly Christian, and to be called a Christian in the first place was actually something that was, what do they call it? It was degrading, but in from the very beginning. But for those guys who have supposedly been spiritually bonded to the Most High, like people
mm-hmm.
think they were, is
mm-hmm.
a lie. How would they have allowed some of the things that they allowed to come into this country in the first place? For case in point. Me being a man of spirituality, I will never accept, oh, well, you can worship whatever you like. You can have whatever type of freedom or religion you want. I will never accept that. That's just one example. When you open that door up, you open up a floodgate for everything.
For everything?
Well, people that were fleeing religious persecution back in Europe, England, and for them to write a constitution. The United States Constitution is one of the best documents I've ever had opportunity, one of that I have ever had opportunity to read. It's an excellent document. Beautiful. Only 26 pages long. And it does give what all documents should give when it lays out what's going to guide a society. Where there is no laws, there is freedom. And it gives the power to the people. It also, i.e. through the states that they reside in. So many nations today that revive their constitution, they use the United States Constitution as a model.
Patterning yourself after the whore.
Oh, my goodness. Didn't you say that?
Call it what it is.
Well, call it what it is, but it's the greatest ass-kicking whore on the planet.
That you see. That you see.
She'll be another.
I'll give you another one. The only thing that stood between America existing right now and the rest of the world saying screw America is their military. That's it. And I'll tell you why.
No, that's not true. America has the best economic system.
I will tell you why. The reason why is because, thank you. The reason why is because if Gaddafi would have shown the rest of Africa, hey, we don't need their weak dollar. Screw them and their weak dollar. Let's do our own thing. We don't need the Americans. They're using all of us. If he could have used that, and the rest of those countries and nations could have patterned themselves behind that blueprint, America would be nothing right now.
Well, America has the greatest economic system on the planet at this particular time, has had for quite some time.
Okay.
I.e., everyone wants to do business with her, i.e., many immigrants come here and establish themselves and extract wealth from this country. And it will be that way for quite some time. It may not rank number one, but it will rank in at least the top 10. So America has been a very due diligent place for the time that it had maintained that particular ranking.
Oh, you think so?
I've seen many I've seen, and I hate to use this analogy, I've seen many nightclubs at the height of their business, they were doing great, and all of a sudden they just faded on into the wind. You don't think that'll happen to this country?
Well, when they when people patronize one restaurant because of their taste, for whatever reason, they will soon later start patronizing another because it probably has something that they like that the other one they got tired of.
And
no,
you
United
know,
States not going to fade off into the wind. Well, the United States will drop below its economic prowess as it is today. Because of the nature of technology, it will not dominate technology. You know, other minds, a mind is a mind.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, you and I, we'll differ on that, and any other answer that I bring is going to be backed up with something else that you don't agree with. So, regardless, it doesn't matter. But the day will come when America does not even exist anymore.
What's your take on that, Joe? You've been mighty quiet.
Well, I think America's headed downhill. We are already headed downhill.
There you go.
We used to be number one. We talked about national exams, national test scores. We used to be number one in that. We're 35th in the world in our high school students' math and native language, or English. I'm not sure if it's native language or not. Both Lowe and Pankey are right, okay? Here in Pankey already acknowledged to a degree what Lowe was saying because he said that we would be in the top 10. We used to be number one. We're going to slip behind China in the next couple of years economically. And it is because of our military that we're at the standing that we are now. It used to be because of our military and our economics that we were number one. 6 million jobs have left this country in the last 10 years, and that's because of the government. The government with its rules, regulations, and you can ask Pankey probably about this since he's a construction businessman. Because of the rules, regulations, and taxes, people—that's why America's America's overseas, going to nowhere else but China. That is a place where they should not go. Because in the next 10 to 15 years, China itself, although I believe it will probably reach number one economic standing, is still going to be our enemy. They still have huge inner uproar and turmoil in China. And when things get really bad, I used to think the Communist Party was the major party in China. But the Communist Party is undergoing a revolution itself. So when they have a lot of turmoil going on in the next 10, 15 years. The first thing they're going to do is nationalize American businesses over there. So I wouldn't go over to China. I wouldn't go over to Russia either.
All right. Well, hold on. I'm sorry. You're not finished? Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Let the other person in, and then, I can continue.
Okay. Let's see. All right, Miss Lady, welcome to the show. How you doing?
Hello.
I'm
doing great. Hello,
lady.
Well, America's seen its glory days. It's over.
Good point.
For the most part, I think for the top, the people at the top who's running stuff and the wealthy, they'll continue to become wealthy because it's all a global economy anyway. They'll continue to ship jobs out of the country, close up factories. I remember listening to 60 Minutes or a radio talk show about a year ago, and someone would say there's only about 120,000 general factory jobs in the whole country left.
Hmm.
That's not like specialized factories, just generalized factory jobs. So that tells you, if you haven't made it yet, good luck to you, and your generations to come, because it's a very global, and that's the competitors. The wealthy are going to extract every bit of savings, be it through not employing people, employing them part-time, so they don't have to get benefits. Shipping jobs overseas, importing workers to work at a cheaper cost. However they go to automizing jobs, whatever they're computerizing them, they're even having medical records dictated and typed overseas. They are having MRIs read in India. They are having legal work done overseas.
Right.
So, It's going to become more difficult for the middle class, very, very, very difficult. And, the poor third world immigrants will still want to come here, but, you know, they have a different perspective and outlook. They will work hard. They'll be 10 sleeping in one bedroom, saving every penny. You know, they'll open up a business. They'll buy real estate together. You know, it's not the nuclear family or the single parent family that can't do it that way. So they'll continue. But if you notice, nobody from those real industrialized countries are trying to get here unless they have a particular niche and they're going to be able to advance their business ideas and businesses here. So, yeah, there are people in, you know, like certain high-tech areas that and engineering areas that are coming here, and they're actually becoming very wealthy. But that's just for a particular kind of niche market. And but Germans and Swedish people and Swiss, they're not trying to beat down the doorway to get to the United States.
Good point.
Well, your city is going to be occupied by Asians. And in many places where you see a lot of conflict going on in the world, where you have a displaced of citizens, refugee, i.e. quota, you're going to see your cities occupied with them. They're going to basically start nationalistic enclaves. Like you can look in many of your cities, your Michigan, you have your Arab enclave. Here in St. Louis, you have your Bosnian enclave. You have your Italian enclave. In Chicago, you have your Polish enclave. You're going to have large Asian enclaves, i.e. China, and Indian enclaves in the United States in these vacant areas in your what's called now called urban areas. So, yeah, they'll come here.
But once
and they have been all along. If you read a very good work called Tribes by Jude Coakland, whose subtitle is How Race, Religion, and Ethnicity Determine Success, this is something that's been going on for quite some time.
So would you see that as a success in America right now?
Well, yes, it will be a success. It would be a success to some, and maybe
it
won't be a success.
Is it right now? Not will be, but is it right now? Or has
it been? It haven't all evolved.
Well, how long? Look, how long is it going to take for it to evolve then? I mean,
well,
you have technology.
I doubt if the people on here won't be around.
You have, you know, so-called people supposedly has evolved. So what's taking so long for that theory to evolve?
Well, it was evolved at one time. Back in the 50s, you still had your Italian, your Polish, your Irish enclaves. But the thing is that the economy, the taxation, and the inflation was a hell of a lot different back in the 50s. You could earn $3,000, and you could have $5,000. You could own a two-bedroom house. You could be married, have a wife without her working, and you could only pay something like $124 federal income tax, and you still had money left over because of the economic situation back then. And because of corrupt politicians, we could still have had the same economic situations today. Lady brought up a good point about what I'm going to call robots, because that's the aim. Robots in a few years, they're predicting, will take over clerical work. Robots, not just automation, okay? You'll be able to go into McDonald's and have a robot serve you. Instead of having robots on the conveyor belt line, all right, which people know create the cars, you'll have robots doing clerical work, okay? And then the other point she brought up is that people from industrialized nations, businesses, are not rushing to come to America, okay?
Good point.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Okay.
Why? Because of our tax structure. And because you've got to actually bribe Congress through lobbyists in order to get your work done. Now, the reason why, and Pankey was talking about Asians, the reason why Asians are here is because they have something like $2 trillion of our debt. When you owe a powerful entity that much money, they make demands on you. We've got trade-free zones in which China can come over here, establish their own communities, and not even pay taxes, and they'll bring their own workers over here. So I don't see America actually growing because of our corrupt politicians. And one time, from the beginning of the ratification of the Constitution till now, if you left people alone, they would be free to do their own thing without governmental interference. And that's what made America great at one time, which culminated in the 50s with a huge prosperity. Now, a lot of blacks will say, well, we didn't enjoy it back then. Yeah, you did. You enjoyed it back then a hell of a lot better than you're enjoying it now. Yeah, you were segregated, but a lot of people are talking about, well, was segregation that bad? Well, forced segregation is horrible. Voluntary segregation is pretty cool.
Yeah. I mean, I was about to say that. You know, actually, you know, if we look back, you're correct on that, Joe. You know, back then, whether it was forced or even, you know, voluntary separation, but the black community did get along a whole lot better. You know, they were actually communities.
And there were black businesses everywhere as well. You mean black businesses were doing very well. You had people and families running grocery stores and all kinds of shops and stores. It wasn't just barbershops and beauty shops.
The one thing about back then which really marred what was going on, the differences between blacks and whites, were the lynchings, of course, and the Ku Klux Klan. But what if you have, and I've talked to people today about, you know, people are afraid, what would happen if America were libertarians? They're afraid that it would go back to the blue laws and to slavery. And I said, nah, blacks have guns today. No black is going to allow their community to go back to blue laws and slavery.
It's actually there if you peel back a few layers, it's already there.
Well, they already have slavery going on in the jails. I mean, they're working and manufacturing goods for free.
Well, you've got
it's going on. It's just a different.
Well, yeah, but that's happened to everybody, lady. I mean, because of the 6 million jobs, that was the worst thing that happened to blacks, okay? Because blacks needed blue collar jobs, and America needed blue collar jobs in order for America to really prosper, in order for that to occur, for that to prosper, to go from there, in other words, was that if everybody had a job, then you don't have people robbing and stealing and feeling disenfranchised as much. But if you don't have jobs available, you've got unemployment. Well, you've got unemployment, you've got the nanny state, and you've got a lot of people saying, fuck this, and they can go out and within their own communities can have robberies.
Well, you know what? You know what, Joe? I think part of the problem is when, you know, America decided to get away from industrialization and become technologically advanced. I think that had a lot to do with the way things are going. But hold on, let me bring Maze in to the conversation. All right, Maze, welcome. Welcome.
Hello.
Welcome.
Hello, Miss Confusion.
No, hello. Hello, Mr. Loss. thank you, Mr. All Adult. But I want to talk about regulations. If we didn't have regulations, this country would be just as smoked up as all the other countries and all of the everything. Everybody's mind with the regulations caused the jobs to leave. Regulation didn't cause the jobs to leave. It was cheap labor that caused the jobs to leave. They wanted to pay people nothing to go over in other countries and rip for a dime instead of paying them a dollar over here. That's what sent the jobs away. And what's bringing them back is going to be the same thing.
Well, so you know what's about to happen, though?
It's free. It's free.
You know what's about to happen?
That's not true.
America is beginning to get all those people who have money in banks overseas. You know, they're beginning to pass some legislation to where they're going to start taxing that money in those banks. Those banks are making those people take their money out of their bank.
Some of them.
And all that American offshore money. And all that offshore money of America over overseas that's not over here that's helping this economy.
That's because
and also, it had nothing
to
do with the black community not having jobs. It had to do with the corporate stealing and making everything worse than what it was. That's what caused
that's not true, Mae.
Yes,
that isn't because
that's
of that. Because corporations. Corporations were around for years. And you know what? A lot of people want
to
believe a whole lot of stuff.
But y'all, didn't taxpayers have to pay money back to the bank to keep them from floating?
Aren't people believing that corporations don't provide jobs, even though General Motors, General Electric provide hundreds of thousands of jobs? I've heard people say they don't provide jobs because why? Propaganda tells them they don't provide jobs.
And the problem with people not having jobs in this country today is not, had nothing to do with them sorry people that want to hold jobs back so people can't get them when they're out there.
There are very few jobs available nowadays.
Because people are creating their own jobs and they got jobs too.
So that's then
and they're not having no problems.
Good, good. Go ahead and create your own job. I've been saying that for a long time. Go ahead and create your own businesses.
And so, and you're gonna put that burden on the community. The community didn't do this.
I don't know what
you
said, man.
Who are you gonna be selling your services and products to? Who's gonna buy from you?
Yeah, the white collar thieves is the one that makes the country in the shape that it's in.
The population has grown since the 1950s by tens of millions. Who? Where's the problem?
And then talking about a libertarian. A libertarian ain't going to do no more than nobody else. But being for
libertarian's philosophy is no force in allowing you to do what you want to do.
Mm-hmm. That's why we got laws.
Yeah, libertarians have great ideas. But this thing about American corporations taking companies.
Can you explain that to me?
Well, you know, lady, we can't talk at the same time. That's if this is a demonstration of America, you really put out some bad examples. And as well as some half truth and information. Now,
I ask you a question,
Mr. Talkman. I can make a reply. Let me know.
About the libertarian, what have they done?
What have they done?
Since they've done great things.
They've had 600 politicians throughout the United States. I'm telling you, Mace, you can't ask the question.
You
can't ask a question and then not say anything.
Joe, hold up, because Pankey had said that the libertarians are great. And I want to hear what he has to say about them, too.
Thank you.
Well, may the light finish, and then Pankey can finish, okay?
Yeah, let Pankey talk.
Why he not
no,
speaking
hold
about
on.
Pankey?
Let me answer Mays's question.
I don't want you. I want Pianki
okay.
to answer my question.
I don't know what everybody wants right now.
Mascot.
I was about to
not
talk,
mascot.
And I'm going to finish.
I'm talking to Pianki.
Excuse you. Here's
Excuse
the thing.
Yourself.
I will. Libertarians have had over 600 politicians throughout the United States that have been elected. Not one of them, 600 now, not one of them has been accused of a sex scandal or a financial scandal.
Okay.
So to answer your question, Mabel, what have politicians done?
What does that
done?
Got to do with anything?
You asked the question. Now, if you don't want the answer, don't ask the question.
Now I want Pianka to answer the question.
Now
myself.
You wait for
you
get,
change
to
your
get
name?
What you want after I finish
Joe,
the question.
Joe, you get done talking.
I'll
you
let
got
you
the
know.
Floor now.
Oh, he lets you speak, but I can't speak now.
No, you speak too much.
I'm listening to Pianka, not you.
No, excuse me. There you go. So as a result, if people followed the example of libertarians, this would be a better country, especially if it was in the White House. Now, now I'm finished, Mays. Now you can rumble, mumble, rumble, Joe, after Pianka.
Yeah,
now we're waiting for what great have they done. That still ain't told me nothing how they haven't cheated on their wife, which we do not know if they cheated on them or not. They just never advertised it.
Rumble, mumble, jumble, Joe.
That's a good point.
You
Come
understand
on,
what,
you
said?
What you had to say? I did.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
I still haven't heard nothing great they've done.
What are you talking about? If they've had no sexual scandals, no financial scandals, then they've been in politics, 600 of them, as governors and as state senators, and, well, one as a federal congress. The fact that you haven't heard anything about them yet, they're still of that particular type of mentality, whereas there's no scandals. That says a lot, Mae. Sorry you don't understand that. Now, mumble, mumble, jumble, jumble, jumble one more time.
Okay, that's enough. What did Pankey have to say about that?
Well, I was going to make a comment on when she made a statement about corporations leaving the United States because they can go someplace else and pay people $1 an hour, which is not true.
That is true.
in Puerto Rico.
Corporations, corporations go, labor is cheap in other countries because the cost of living is nowhere as high. Anytime you go into a country, anytime you can.
They're leaving here so they can pay cheaper wages. Well, the cost of living is like is a separate issue. They're leaving here.
No, no, Mazes. I'm not Mazes. I'm sorry.
Not only do they not have to pay them a wage, they don't have to pay. They don't have to be subject to the same labor laws that are in this country.
That's right. The laws.
They can lock the doors and they can get burned up because they expect them to work 12 hours a day.
I pay iron workers in New York $96 an hour. If I was a dude,
and I go to the bathroom all day,
what's I
got to
do?
They can get away with all tied up because it's costly. You get sued.
Of course it's costly. Those people who are getting a dollar a day, lady. Those people who are getting a dollar an hour, $2 an hour, according to their standard of living, they're doing fairly well. Now, the laws which they have over there has nothing to do with our laws.
They're moving. They don't care about their standard of living. It's like they don't care about
No. The standard of living dictates how much will they take.
All they care about is the bottom line.
And you would too. Do you know what it takes to run a business?
I was talking. You know when we was contemplating doing some homes in the Ashanti region in Ghana. They give you a list of what the labor rates are. Labor rates is nowhere near what they are in the United States. We don't. Companies don't go into other countries and say this is what we're going to pay you. They have a what they call here prevailing wage, and that's what you pay them.
Exactly, it is cheaper, isn't it? Do it that way. It's cheaper when you don't have to pay health insurance, vacation, sick leave, retirement, and you pay them $1 an hour versus 15 or 20 an hour here. Isn't it a lot cheaper?
In some countries, and for instance, the country I just mentioned, and others, they do not have tort courts. They don't have tort laws.
No,
it's not a part of their society. It's not a separation. It has to do with the cost. It has to do.
No, it has to do nothing to do with the bottom line. Listen.
When the last time you've been out of the country?
Listen.
How much? Wait a minute. How much business? How much business have you done? How much employment of employees have you done in another country?
It's none of your business. The bottom line.
Wait a minute, lady. Hold on.
That's what I'm saying.
All right. How many of you have? How many of you have actually owned successful businesses?
Let me explain something.
A corporation.
It's called Nike.
Nobody. What business? What I like to know is what labor projects have you managed in another country?
Whoop
and holler,
lady. Nobody yelled at you and nobody interrupted you.
Whoop and holler, Mr. Talk is your show.
Money. That's the bottom line. You make money.
That's all it is.
Well, of course it's to make money. How many of you have had successful business? Do you? Let me. I can tell.
And I can tell you, Joe, what I mean when I say that.
I can tell in one question whether you know about businesses, all of you, whether you know about businesses.
I don't know a lot about business. I don't know a lot about
business. What kind of pre-tax profit margin would you need to have in order to have a profit? How much pre-tax profit margin would any of you need?
You know what?
And nobody
go.
On this phone has the same amount of money that we're the people that we're discussing.
All right, then. Nobody here except Yankee.
Hey, singing a song, Joe. Just be quiet.
Does everybody have to talk at one time, please? Does everybody have to talk at one time?
He can have anybody can have a little small business and make money. But you don't have a corporation. Pianca don't have one of those. He may have a little small business. That's what he got. Mr. Joe, since you all talking about nobody but P. Yonke, you don't even have one yourself since you're asking the question.
You don't know what I have or don't have.
Yeah, right.
Ooh, Maze, you throwing some haymakers right now.
The haymakers have missed.
No, I'm throwing some arrows, sticking you right in the
arrows, which missed.
My iron workers, workers, my hiring workers in New York earn $96 an hour for the same work that they do in another country is nowhere near that kind of
money. Why do Nike make shoes for 20 cents? The people over there make a dollar. You can get them over here for $100.
Why do you pay $100 for them?
I don't pay nothing for them because I don't wear Nike.
Well, are you talking about yourself?
I know
or you
people that live over
general?
There that know the people that the shoes over there are cheaper than they are over here. But the label,
you're
the label,
not
the
you're not going to Japan and buy no Nike for 20 cents.
I have a question for you.
Wait a minute.
I have a question for you, Pianki. Over here, once upon a time, people did the same work cheap, just like the people over there are doing, for a little bit of money. So then they switched it to another country, had the people work themselves to death, just like she said, in houses that's burning, in the buildings that's burning down. Slave labor is what they're doing over there, to send it back over here and sell it to you for $50.
Well, you have Japanese automakers that's opening plants here in the United States,
yeah,
especially the South.
Too.
Why do they
yes,
choose
they do.
The South rather than the North?
Because the reason they choose the South rather than
don't
the
you
North.
Live in the South?
No, I don't.
I thought you said, what state
that's
you stay in? Don't you stay in Alabama?
I live. No, I don't live in
Alabama.
Well,
look, wait a minute. So let's put it like this. Japanese automobile manufacturers open up plants in the South. They don't
they
open up
do.
Plants in the North.
And they also play people in the North more than they do the
so
people in
so why is
South.
It that they do that?
So why is that?
Well, why do they open up plants in the Southern
in the
states?
Because the labor is cheaper in the South than it is in the
well,
North.
Well, then, so what fool is going to open up
just
a
like
business
said,
where the labor, it costs more?
But you're still paying the same price.
We're not
talking
about doing non-for-profit.
Yes, we are. We're talking about cheap labor.
Well, you have blacks that have 1.9 million businesses and hire less than a million employees.
I got a question for all of you. If you've got a business that's $5 million, okay, $5 million gross,
mm-hmm.
and the labor is going to be $4 million here in the United States and $1 million in another country, where are you going to open up that business with your partners?
In America, so you can help.
Here in America, so you can go broke so that people who would be relying
well,
on
wait,
you
wait. No,
would then
no,
get
that's,
unemployed.
That's the thing right there, libertarian. The thing right there, what you just so you can go
that's
broke.
What a libertarian
you won't
is.
You won't go broke. You just won't be able to have five or six houses that you don't need and umpteen cars that you just want to buy just so you got them. You'll
and
be able to have a nice
them,
life.
First off,
you'll be able to have
them,
a nice
not
life.
A problem.
Like I said, you'll be able to have a nice life.
Well, then do it. That's
you.
What America's about.
But you want to send your work overseas so that you can take all that money and rake it back in for yourself. That's
so
it.
So, in other words, Mays, Lowe, and Lady and Eric.
Lady,
if you had the choice.
Eric, okay, go ahead.
I gave
Eric's
my
here.
Choice.
Eric's right here.
Okay.
If you had the choice of opening up a business which you believe could be successful based upon your business plan, and let's say, assuming you had experience in business, which none of you have had,
first of all,
where
I
would
you don't know me.
Where, okay,
first of all,
fine.
I wouldn't open up a business where I couldn't make money. Anyway,
that's
I would open
good.
Up,
so
I would
where
open
would
up
you
a
go?
Where
would
I know
you,
I can make
you
money
go
in my
where
own
it's
country.
Profitable, or would you, where you go where it's not?
It would be profitable because I would do a business that was profitable
you would
for
do
my
it
country.
Here. Everybody's a great business person. All
right. That's right. That's what I would do. Unless I want to go
no,
play
and Joe, right now, I'll be honest with you, your condescending remarks are not necessary. Just stick to the script.
That's because you don't like
no
the
one here,
here's
no.
Here's one. Here's one other. Here's another one for you, Lo.
Oh.
Yeah.
Just because you
like
got
I
an
said,
idea,
the,
you got you,
the
you
only
got a,
thing,
you got an opinion. Nobody else can have one but you. Everybody got one.
Man,
the only thing
run,
that people
you run faster than
you
a, than
no
a speeding
just
car.
Got an opinion, huh. And everybody else got one just like you.
I
good. Everybody can have an opinion. So have your opinions. I'm not
the
saying don't have
thing,
your opinions.
And I'm not going to say that Henry Ford and other people that actually started businesses from the ground up, I'm not going to say that they didn't have the worst intentions at all. But those people paid their people, and their people had a decent living. Their children went to school and got more education than they did, and they were also taught the theory of economics to say, well, hey, I can do all of this.
Well, let me ask this question. So basically what we're saying is all this is a problem with America. This is why America is not running smoothly as some people thought it would. Is this it? Now, what Lo is talking about basically is bouncing off education. You know, so is education a problem that's causing you know, America not be the great and strong land that it used to be?
There's a number of folks in the wheel which are causing that.
Some of the best businesses are the businesses where you can own profit with the business. The people in the company own part of the business, just like the person that owned the business, and they have profit, like Sam Walton used to do before they screwed it up. They own profit in the company. So that would make it, that's an American way.
Like,
or either you take
like
the dollar store, it's the same way. That's how you build a business. You have profit in your company with your people. Not work them to death and don't pay them nothing. And at the end, when they get old, they don't have nothing.
Who's being worked to death and not
you
being paid?
You were talking about a profit
Walmart worker. A Walmart worker that's only working enough hours to say they have a job but not enough to get health insurance. That's who.
So, let's say, I'm glad you brought up Walmart.
There you go.
I'm glad you brought up Walmart. So you're saying, are you part of the constituency that says that Walmart should increase their average worker's wage by $3 an hour?
What's the average wage is the question.
The average wage is around $23,000, but there are people who believe that those who are working for Walmart...
Those
who are working for Walmart are making $15,000 a year. There are people who say they should make more than just a minimum wage. They should have their wages increased $3 an hour to make at least $10 an hour, which would make it $20,000 a year. Do you believe that?
I'll answer that. We already established that in the South, people make less money. I don't know what a Walmart worker makes up North, but down South, if that's what it is, that's what it is. But I will say that I need to pay a man a fair wage so that he can take care of his family or her family so that when they come to work, they won't look at me and have blood in their eyes.
A libertarian don't see it that way.
So, in other words, let's just say it's a yes then. So, in other words, if a person is making around $15,000, which in some states is like almost poverty level, then it should be mandated that these workers should make a minimum $20,000.
Hmm.
That's my question. That's where I'm getting to. I've done the math. I've taken a look at Walmart's financials. I've done the math. You know that if that happens, Walmart goes out of business.
Hello. Thank you. Now, here's another question, though. If that is the case with Walmart, if extending, you know, or raising their starting salary, say, to $15 an hour, are they going to be able? But I'm just saying now, are they going to be able to provide the health care for the employees?
I've already said that if they've increased their wage $3 an hour to $10 an hour, okay, if they've increased their wage from 7 to 10, they go out of business.
I'm telling you how. Hold on, I'm going to tell you how
so that even everybody on the line can understand.
Mm-hmm.
And there goes my condescending attitude again, Lo. Thank you very much. So here's the thing.
If you increase it
from 7 to 10, that's $3. $3 an hour times 2,000 work hours is $6,000 increase per person that works for Walmart. 6,000 times 2.6 million workers is $15 billion. That means Walmart goes out of business.
No, it doesn't. BJ pay their people off $15 an hour and they're out of the business, and they're doing
$15 billion wiped out the bottom line.
Let me tell you something. BJ's can afford to do that because they're not nationwide. They basically located in the South. They are not.
Yes, they are.
They are not.
There's a BJ's in every state you go to. Look it up.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry. What kind of Walmart
are
you talking about? Are you talking about the restaurant or the little
No.
Sam's
I'm talking about the
club.
School that's compatible to Walmart, to Sam.
No. Okay. Uh-oh. You know what? No. They're not as – no, Maze, no. No, it's not one
they
in every state.
They pay their workers, they pay their insurance, and they pay a minimum wage.
Look, they don't have the overhead. They don't have the overhead that that Walmart has. But that's not the point. The point is, you know, everybody talking about we won't hire minimum wage. We won't hire this. Now, here is the thing. If that is so, number one, how many of them going to be working full time then? And how many of them going to be able to have health insurance? So, I mean, you got to look at it more than just that one angle right there. Yeah, the money sounds good, but what are the consequences from getting that money? You understand
right,
what I'm saying?
Let me throw something at you, Mr. Tuck. Hold on, mate. Let me throw something at you, Mr. Tuck. You were in an institution for 20 years.
Uh-huh.
And the health care that you had, it was welfare health care, but nonetheless, you still had a form of health care, and it worked for you. And as long as a corporation that makes tons of money and pays its executives a hell of a lot of money still makes profits, then what's the problem? I mean, okay, well, I'm a regional manager of three Walmarts, and I make $400,000 or $500,000. Man, get out of here. That's a bit excessive.
Well, see, Lord, you know what? You brought up a good point. See, and that is it, because you would be cutting into the profits, and then the profits. You know, once you start cutting into profits, then the dividends that they have to pay out to the investors become lower
down.
Also. You know, and so now you got a snowball effect where everything starts going downhill. And eventually it's going to end up back on the consumer and the employee.
The thing is that things in America cost too much money. If a U.S. corporation moves to China, they don't take their workforce. They don't even take their management force there. They hire the managers there. And they don't require nowhere near the salary
Apple has
as America.
Some of them.
Apple has 8,000 workers, all Chinese, living in dormitories so that they can furnish their laboratories.
Here's the point.
Their factory.
Cars that's made in Japan come here to the United States. They are still sold comparable to the cars that's sold here in the United States. I mean, that's made in the United States. Of course, there ain't hardly too many cars made in the United States anymore. But to show you how cheap things are in other countries, Indians come here and study medicine. Then they take their medical practice back home.
What?
There's a company in India that's called Aravind, Aravind. They do perform eye care. They perform eye lens replacement all throughout India. And the lens is the same quality, if not better, than in Western suppliers. And the procedure is the same, and they do it for $30. A pair of glasses costs about $2 to $4 U.S. money. So now, how is it that they're able to do that there, and they could not do it here? What it costs to do a lens replacement here in the States? That's why you have so much foreign tourism, medical tourism, where people are going to other countries, especially India, and having these medical procedures going on. It's cheaper there because the cost of living is nowhere near as high.
When it comes to that part, they're doing it because of regulations, because certain things they can do there that they don't have laws, they have over here. That's why they're going over there and getting it done. And then when you don't even play catch with it. You don't even have no pharmaceutical company making medicine for all that they send down your throat every day. And why do you think that they don't have them here? That's why people get poisoned.
Well,
man,
you want regulations or do you not want regulations?
Yes, I do want regulations. I just
you don't want
the difference
them?
Between India and here, reading why people go over there.
Do you want regulations or not?
Yes, I do, because
okay,
we need regulations.
Okay, so
if
they don't have them,
it would be just like the other countries, too.
Do you think people, when
they
buy something, they're going to be concerned about the regulations? They're concerned about the price and the quality.
See, here it is. Here it is right here. See, and what you have to understand also, a lot of the doctors over there have gotten their schooling and training here in the United States. So you can't
go over there and
not all of them.
He didn't say
not
all of them.
Entirely.
He said a lot. He said a lot, not all.
He said
a lot.
He said a lot of doctors, but the education that they get is not 100% derived in the United States. No.
He didn't say it was.
Where do the best doctors come from?
India.
Actually in Cuba.
Thank you. And we don't even supposed to have business. We don't even supposed to be doing business with them. But that's where you get your business.
So go to Cuba if you like.
There are reasons for that. There are reasons for that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. That documentary, Sicko, had a lot to say about. Was the guy
was Michael Moore, and he lied about the health benefits over other independent people went over to Cuba to try to find these particular doctors and hospitals that were giving that free health care and that very cheap health care. They couldn't find them.
Mm-hmm.
How do you know that those weren't independent people that were sent there to say, hey, it's not here anyway? He lied.
I don't know. I don't know if that's
we don't. That's
a possibility too.
Yeah, that's
exactly.
I mean,
you always and I hate to use what's his name phrase, but you always gonna get a Judas goat somewhere, man. Somebody always got to make it sound bad. I mean, like I said, if a guy or a lady is a regional manager of a corporation that makes a ton of money, there's been a ton of people that came in and out of Walmart today. And if the regional manager has to make $400,000 to $600,000, I mean, could that be a bit excessive? You know, let's take just a little bit of that money and put it on Tyrone that's working hard as hell to make some money and take care of his family too. You know,
and as
no,
I said,
because
if
Tyrone don't come to work
hour.
Tomorrow, somebody else will be willing to come in and take Tyrone's place.
And so will that regional manager also.
That's why
do you know how many executives there are that's looking for work right now that's willing to work for a hell of a lot less money than they feel they're entitled to?
And the reason why they're doing
that is because
of corrupt
Congress. In all the corporate, you never see the executives strike. You always see the small people
strike. I go with that too, Joe.
Say it again.
I go with that too, Joe.
All
right, hold on. Let me bring Michael in.
Four members of Walmart's family made a combined $20 billion from their investments last year. But let's get some facts about Walmart. Walmart, based solely on its United States business, Walmart makes over $13,000 in pre-tax profits per employee. That's after paying them, which comes to more than 50% of the earnings of a full-time 40-hour per week worker. And I congratulate D.C. D.C. don't play no games. They know their cost of living in D.C. is high, and those workers, those black workers, because it's mostly the dominant black city, they're not playing no games. They're going to make sure those people get paid. And see, either you pay the employees money or you're going to give them food stamps, either way.
Good point.
So if the company does not increase their profits, you're going to have to help these people out. Most people on food stamps are working. So you either want them to pay their food from their wages, their cash, or the government is going to have to supplement and help them out. And let's read this. Walmart employs 2.3 million workers, two-thirds of them in the United States. Its 2012 revenue is three times that of Apple and about 15 times that of McDonald's. The company claims that its average full-time workers is $12.78 per hour.
That's about $23,000 a year, right.
No, that's just under $26,000 per year.
No,
this is what my question in the chat room. If you look at the profits per employee, Walmart's killing. And the only thing I'm saying is, it's about the profits margin. You can give like $3,000 back to that taxpayer, or you can give $7,000.
No, you can't.
Walmart is making the money. Walmart is not going to go out of business, bro. And no. As Lowe is saying, look, they made a combined $20 billion just for the investors. Four members of the Walmart family. This is what we're talking about. Listen, I told you, y'all talking about those stockholders that are making too much money. They're greedy. They need to give some of those profits back. Well, if you're not going to give the profits back to the people, you're going to give them food stamps. That's why D.C. is saying, hold up, we have a standard of living here. And if you're going to come in our territory and do business, you're going to pay our people well. They ain't no playing no games, bro. And I see a lot of people talk about this shit.
What's the minimum wage in D.C.?
What's the net profit for Walmart?
No. The federal minimum wage is what?
Average wage for Walmart employees is about $20,000. But what did D.C. pass? They passed a livable wage law.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did.
What is the rate?
$12.50. And here in Baltimore, they pay him eight something here. D.C. ain't having, because in Baltimore, of course, the D.C. got cost
of
living.
That's exactly. The same thing. That's the same thing what Walmart is.
What's that?
$12.50 is not a full-time wage. What is it, about 30 hours a week?
No, 40, but I'm saying basically. But
no,
they
it's not 40
DC,
hours
they were
a
trying
week.
To pay them $9 an hour. D.C. said, no, you got to go on the cost of living here, bro. We ain't playing no games. You're going
to
pay
what
our
people the companies
right.
Do, what the companies will do is they just lower the hours then.
Right, but no, let's talk about the four members of Walmart family making $20 billion.
What the companies will do, what the company will do, let me tell you what a company will do in a case like that. A company will lower, the company will pay $12.38 an hour, but they give you less hour than hire somebody else. That way,
that,
you would be
right?
taking more
okay.
people off of the unemployment roll.
Yeah,
so you get,
right.
you have your average worker, at $12.38 an hour. This is what I would do.
And then
I would give them 24 hours.
Then
hire those. Then I hire. I would give them 24 hours. Then hire three more workers.
Wow.
Four
more
workers.
I'm gonna tell you why. Because you're a business manager.
What
you
DC
agree,
is trying to do.
Instead of that $20 billion, let's say those
what
four members only make $10 billion.
To do,
give $10 billion back to the employees.
What DC
what
is
that?
Trying to do by doing this is putting more people, taking more people off the unemployment roll. They're not going to make any more. You're going to have more people making something.
Right. Okay. So but you want them working. You want them in the workforce. That builds their morale and their morale for sitting home all day not doing
well,
nothing.
Well, you can say. Well, yeah.
You said,
yeah. You're right. No,
I read
take
four
people.
Members of Walmart family made a combined $20 billion. I'm saying, why can't they just
imagine
make 10 and give the
$20 billion investments? Their stocks.
Oh my good, right. But I'm saying, if you can give the dividends, y'all were talking about the dividends. I'm saying those people are making too much damn money. I'm saying give it back
much.
To
are
the
they
business.
Money,
no, they ain't making. How
see,
they making too
greedy.
Much money? They not robbing nobody.
Only Walmart made it. Only four people in this world made a total of $20 billion, and you're talking about. Man,
it took them
years. I'll tell you what wind up happening.
They started from one store.
This is no socialist.
Okay,
you want socialist?
Decades.
I'll tell you what'll wind up happening, Pionka, and I'm glad you said that's what I'll do. I'm glad you said that because
if you're gonna run
I don't need everybody causing confusion while I'm trying to make a point. Because 10 people were talking a while ago and I didn't say a word.
Oh no, we were just acting like you. I'm sorry, you do the same thing. I'll be quiet. I tell you what.
You go ahead and you hire five people when you only need two and don't want to pay them the money because you want all this money to come back to yourself. And when you go and your grandson turns 19 and you get him that brand new Porsche, that sports car that he wanted or that you wanted to give him or whatever, I may be the guy that's out of work. And I'll rob the fuck out of him and I'll kill him because I ain't got no money. I'm just telling you what people are doing. Screw what you think. This is what people are doing. People are killing people because of what they have. And you want to tell me that it's okay for four people to make $20 billion. That's fine. When you got people that ain't even got water in their house, four people need $20 billion.
What about the 2.6 million?
Hell out of here.
CEO sitting up there at the top making all this
what
money.
About
and
the
doing
2.6
Rick
million
the
that are employed by Walmart?
And that's why people are protesting. You talking
about
the 17. They're also employing 2 points.
Mr. Talk was talking.
Look, check this out. Oh boy, y'all gonna make me fight you. All right, what about the 15% or the 27.2% poverty rate among blacks and 26% against Hispanics. However, for non-Hispanic whites, the poverty rate is only 9.7%, and Asians is 11.7%. Why is this? You see what
because
I'm saying?
Because
corrupt.
They CEOs, they
because
the
Asians are smart.
They CEOs are sitting up at the top doing nothing, and the people at the bottom and making
a lot of
money, and they hire who they want to hire. That's
no, Asians are smart. That's why.
Everybody's smart.
Oh, okay. Everybody's smart except for the black, right? The African American. I'm sorry, y'all.
It's not that everybody.
No, it's
smart.
It's a difference between the two.
Oh,
everybody,
really?
Some people get tax breaks, some don't.
It's not that everybody's smart. It's not.
Well,
that.
what about the what they call it, the non-white Hispanic? How does that work?
Because
you got Hispanics darker than black.
In '76, Hispanics were considered to be white, and in 1976 they wanted to be just called Hispanics. So that took away from the Caucasian community.
Well, it depends upon.
That's why they call it non-Hispanic white. That's why they call it that.
It's a label that a white person put on them anyway. Whose panic is it? Hispanic white. A white man.
They'll accept that white Hispanic all the time. Now, you can,
they will. Anything is better than being called black.
Yeah, but anyway, before
that.
We get off on,
and then,
off
other
on
real,
that.
Yeah, you don't have to get off topic. I'm just telling the truth.
Yeah, just before we get off of that, I mean, yeah, but I know how y'all are. Y'all go that way. But anyway. Yeah.
Michael brought up some hella good points. Like
okay.
I said, Michael brought up some outstanding. What the hell does four people need with $5 billion for 1 year? Nothing. And greed, you can say whatever you want to. I can't say that Bill Cosby's son was murdered because of the money that his family had, because they didn't rob him. But when you come down to a conglomerate like Walmart, and you only know this one guy because they're always talking to this guy about finances and different things, about what Walmart's doing or whatever, and you know this guy. And when you find out, okay, well, the guy that likes to come down to so-and-so and have a sociable drink at such-and-such, he's related to this person. He got money. This is the society that we live in. You talking about what's wrong with America, I'm telling you what's wrong with America. I know people that's related to Scottie Pippen. And for a long time, a lot of those people were associated with, oh, well, they got money. Scottie got money.
Scottie Pippen doesn't have money.
I didn't say
did. I was thinking of Dennis Rodman. I'm sorry.
I didn't say Scottie Pippen did or didn't have money. Okay. I said this is what people said. And see, that could have gotten those people in a whole lot of trouble just being associated with somebody that supposedly has a lot of money. We know that these people make $5 billion, made last year $5 billion apiece. They got money. So,
that shows,
like I say,
that shows the depravity of the people's souls, not the economic.
That shows how libertarians think. That's what it shows.
No, because
libertarians say that Congress should have term limits. They should have no lifetime salary or benefits from Congress. I think that's a good idea.
Why didn't Lincoln
Stand
up so long before he left?
I do.
Why didn't Ron Paul do his short time and leave? He stayed up there until how long? If that's what they believe.
He was an old ass man.
How long he stayed.
And he know he wasn't going to fix anything.
Tell me
well,
anything
he,
I believe.
He didn't get elected because all of you people
and
all
that's
everybody
believe,
else
Joe.
Didn't want to change.
But
kept
he
on
up
thinking,
that he
kept
was
on
over
talking about how
go.
Politicians were bad, but you kept voting for the same morons to keep going
believe.
Back to office.
That's what they believe. And if you believe that, that's what you would have needed to step down. That's the way I see it.
Like I said, I'll go ahead and say it. The other day when I was busy, I was sending those texts. Like I said, you have a politician for everybody. And Joe, you have a politician in Ron Paul. Somebody's going to come behind Ron Paul that's going to say, well, I don't think the American people should have to pay for this. I don't think that we should have to be over there in this country. And you're going to get behind that person just like you did Ron Paul.
No, Ron Paul was around for 20 years. Over
okay,
well,
people are reelected.
The system already knows that there are going to be
all
people
I know
like
is everybody
that.
Here.
So
is
they need
John Conyers has been around for 47 or 48 years.
They need a politician for that. They already know what's going to happen.
Reynolds has been around for about 30 some odd years.
Too long.
The Clays in the St. Louis area have been around for over.
No, you were talking about
the son, 15, 45
Paul.
Years, including the father.
You
were talking about
there.
What they believe. You said they believe in this as you a one term, but he stayed there as long as the people sent him there. He was not saying what you said.
Oh, he didn't
saying.
Step down. Right. He could have stepped down.
He could have stepped down and gave somebody else a chance.
Tea Party agenda.
The
Tea Party agenda. Implement a fair tax. Legislation shall contain no unrelated amendments congressional term limits. Abolish the Department of Education. I second that amendment. They're talking about official language of the United States. No lifetime salary of benefits for Congress.
Right?
Cite the constitutional authority for creating laws, federal spending limitation, budget cap, Second Amendment rights, bills from the House or Senate are to be made public 7 days before any vote.
And
all right. What'd you
be?
Shoot him for?
And roll
huh?
all the laws.
But he wouldn't shut up when I was trying to
he
talk.
Had evidence.
There you
well,
go.
He, anyway,
he had evidence.
Like I said yesterday.
You know what? I'm about to fire them up now, y'all. All right, y'all keep on. Mm-hmm. Now, as I was saying,
what?
About to say. Did somebody say something? Did somebody say something? All right.
I said
as I
this
was saying,
your plantation yesterday.
Mr. Todd, did you order that thing today? Did you order down good?
I got it good. Yeah, I got it good.
Okay,
all right,
I just want to make sure you got to do that.
Right.
You got to order down good. Not too much oil now. Not too much. You don't want that
do
stuff
you
to get
see
in
how,
there.
Do you want to see how oil it is, Michael?
I'm good. Come on, man. I'm my best behavior.
All right, but you still
are best behavior. Since when?
All right. Wow. You know what? Pinky said something very interesting. They wanna stop the education, take money from the education system. Why
is it? They want to get rid of the education system.
Is the educational system working for black people?
He wanted to say he wanted to get rid of the education system. It depends on where they
is
are.
Is it working for black people?
Oh, it depends upon where they are.
On who's doing,
how about the majority?
Depends on who's doing the education. Depending on who's doing the education. Yes, it is.
So everybody's satisfied with the education.
You know what?
Nobody
said,
Joe, nobody's satisfied with everything.
Listen,
the educational system.
Listen.
Not the creation.
Shoot him.
Mate. Listen. Now, you know what? It can work if they start putting all these little crazy regulations and what them things called? Star task or whatever the test, they give them different names in different states. But here's the thing. Yes, it could actually work. If somebody said, look, let's teach all the history, not just some of the history. Let's teach what's going to get our kids, you know, ready for the real world. You know, those little tests they sending ain't doing it. But now, they happy because they know they dumbing down our kids, basically. And the parents just are dumb because they're not trying to do anything about it.
Now, if I had said that, I'd get shot 13 times.
What? Said what?
What you just said. If I had said it, everybody, well, 90, you wouldn't have shot me. Everybody else would have taken out their guns and shot me.
It's Mr. Talk show. So what are you
Tell me when I can speak, Mr. Talk.
You need to get rid of this educational system that was created to keep two dumb people down. That's what they did. They created one two dumb people down. They don't have the one that was educating people.
All right,
that's
hold
what
on.
I'm saying. That's what Eric's saying. So what are you trying
to
say?
Go
ahead,
tell me when I can talk, Mr. Tuck.
Go ahead, Pianki.
Go ahead, Pianki. Don't worry
now,
about
as
that.
I was saying, the Tea Party's agenda, implement a fair tax. Legislation should not contain no unrelated amendments. Congressional term limits. Abolish the Department of Education. An official language that being English. No lifetime salary or benefits for Congress. They did try to implement something on that where presidents don't get a lifetime Secret Service protection after they retire. Cite constitutional authority for creating laws, federal spending limitation, budget caps, Second Amendment rights.
They got that for Obama.
Bills from the House or Senate are to be made public 7 days before any vote. And Congress must name relevant special interests when they vote. Create independent ethics committee and two more. Market-based approach to reduce global warming. And pledge to cut the deficit by 70% in 2 years with no new taxes.
Okay.
Now, what's wrong with that platform except for global
warming? And all
those
things they do, they get money from other people.
Oh, okay. Here we go with the
They get money from the Koch brothers and everybody else.
Fight your special interest.
That's why they fighting each other. They got special interests.
So which one of those you want to tackle first, Pianki?
Which one do you want to tackle first?
The one
pick one of those
if
topics.
If you choose a member,
Obama's
going to
need Secret Service for the rest of his life.
Well,
don't talk
you
about
explain,
that.
You going to explain? You want me to explain? You ask me a question, you still talking over me. They should have an amendment in there where you don't talk over folks.
Well,
you've
done
it. That's the Libertarian Tea Party person for you.
You've done it today, too.
Nobody has no rights but y'all.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm in the 1%. I'm doing very, very well.
Yeah,
y'all are the ones complaining.
Well,
I ain't complaining.
And listen, you talk like a 1%er. You talk like a 1%er.
No, you don't.
Exactly.
So,
yes, he does. Look how he talks about you, man. He's talking about cutting
out. I'll share information with you so you can pull yourself up by your bootstraps,
Michael.
Hey,
hey, hey, hey.
Wow.
All right. One at a time. Now, Pianki says he's
one of
the 1%ers.
I got to go. I got to go dip my suit.
Don't you go run. Don't beat your dog.
If that Negro
Michael,
was in the 1%,
I tried to share information with you, Michael, so you can pull yourself up by your bootstraps.
I am, but guess what? Someone has helped me along the way, bro. Right now, someone has helped me along the way. I will never do nothing by myself.
Michael, you want me to tell you how you can get 23% money on your savings?
How? Well, an annuity, not a savings account. What, an annuity?
No,
is that guaranteed rate? Is it a guaranteed rate or is it a variable rate? Is it a fixed rate? How many years do I have to have my money in there?
He didn't ask you what the hell you knew. Will you just shut up and listen? What do I do?
Look, I got to go, man, because it's taking me another 20 minutes to get out that point. I'll see you later, Eric. Nice being in your company, Joe.
And what you going to do is run off somebody else's money because you and Joe, neither one got nothing.
Hey, email me, Pinky.
Forget about it. You'll never get that information.
Good
1%er.
You're 1%er, all right.
He's in a 1%. All you are complaining.
Okay, I don't know about
Just like Joe, he's not a 1%er either. Off somebody else's
mind. Never said I was. I've never
you
said
act
I
like
was.
You, are.
You don't know shit about me because I make sure
you
know.
You're speaking up for them, and you don't have a pot to piss in either. Front to the blank.
If you want to believe anything you want to believe, man, it's okay
I'm just
with me.
Tell you.
Okay.
Not a problem.
Are you finished now? Okay. All right. I was just wondering. Y'all just kept going and going. I was just wondering.
No, I don't know. They don't think it's your show.
Whatever.
I mean, see how white he do? See how white he goes?
But listen, they don't think
it's your show.
But listen, you know, there were some very good points brought up during I'm not even going to call it discussion.
Call it a round robin.
But, you know, so.
Call it everybody got a brain. Everybody got a thought.
So,
well,
let's talk about this. What's wrong with America? What is wrong with America?
Maybe.
Apparently,
I thought y'all was talking about that now.
Yeah, we are. That whole gumbo mix that Mr. Talk was talking about a few minutes ago is what's wrong with America.
Yeah.
That whole gumbo. Yeah. And
so
Joe,
Michael,
you make a valid point. Joe, you make a valid point.
Mm-hmm.
It does start with the lawmakers. That's a very good point. If they're going to say, well, hey, we're going to do this, even though they got their hand in their pocket because somebody stuck some money in there, they're going to make sure it's in their pocket.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not for the people. They're not there for the people. So it does start with the lawmakers. You're absolutely right. That's a good point.
And that's why D.C. did it. It started. D.C. said, Walmart, you're going to pay our people with a mind.
Well, how do you go
change
low
that?
To
I'm
D.C.
I'm
going to
tell you something on that note, Michael. Now, you don't know what those lawmakers in D.C. got for doing that either, do you?
Hold up. Stop, bro. Right now, you're talking local politics. You don't know what you're talking about. Dang it, shit. Walmart is beefing them. Walmart don't like that. Who's paying them for that? Mm-hmm. D.C. said,
workers
have a type of limit. Well, what are you talking about? Now you're saying it's conspiracy?
Michael?
Damn.
Mm-hmm. Look, check this out. Somebody trust me. Number one, somebody palms that greed for Walmart even to come up in there. Because Walmart is not a store that a lot of people want in their neighborhoods at all.
Right.
See what I'm saying?
They have
lawsuits. Maze, I'm talking.
Okay.
They have lawsuits of the yin-yang from cities and stuff that do not want them in their neighborhood because they say they destroy the local economy, contrary to what most people believe. So,
for them
to be up there, somebody got paid, Michael. So you may say no.
Right now, y'all speaking theory. Hold on, let me tell you the whole story.
No, it's not theory, Michael.
Hold on, y'all ask me. Okay, hold on. You said how can you prove that someone wrote them a check? You're talking about I'm looking at the laws. I'm looking at the what.
Oh. Wait a minute, you shot him after you zapped him.
No, I shot him first. I mean, I cocked it, then I shot him.
Now,
anyway, Michael, listen again to what I'm saying. No big business comes to anybody's city, I don't care where it is, without getting something from the government to help them come there.
That's true. Yeah.
In exchange for this politician here to push it through so they will approve the company coming there, I got to get a little bit too on the backside of it. So, Michael, no, you have no clue what you're talking about right now. I don't care where you live at. Whether it's Boomfuck, Iowa, or D.C., the doodle hole.
And here's an example of that. Here's an example that might show something to Michael. What about sports stadiums? They are not paid for by the owners. They are paid for by the taxpayers. The building of new sports stadiums is paid for by bonds. That's done by the taxpayers. That's right out in the open. Take a look at the new what? The new Yankee Stadium, the new
Is anybody having a fit about that?
What?
Any taxpayers having a fit about it?
Did they have an opinion about it?
Are they having a fit
about
it?
Some of them
are having a sure, of course.
And some of them are doing things about it too.
Mr. Talk, I don't understand. Listen, this is how it went. Walmart wanted to make 4 stores in the D.C. area. When they passed the bill and said you have to pay our wages, Walmart said, well, okay, we're only going to keep that one store open. They're not going to open the other two. So when you say somebody got paid, I don't know what you're talking about, bro. How can you tell me? I know about my local politics. The bottom line is, see, y'all always think it's conspiracy. The bottom line of the whole thing was, if D.C. has a type of income, well, listen, no one's getting paid because Walmart got paid as the politicians, bro. What are you talking about? Somebody got paid.
All the faces you talking about, D.C., where all the crooks live at. So what you talking about, Michael?
No, we're talking about Walmart. Listen, where's your correlation to a corruption? I'm listening to you. Give me the facts. Give me the facts, bro.
Give me the facts.
I just gave you the
facts,
Michael.
You're saying if someone did this, they wanted to raise the minimum wage because someone's getting paid under the table. And I'm saying, where's your facts, sir? I'm saying when the D.C. legislature said you have to pay our people a certain amount, Walmart said, okay, we're not going to build other stores then. So how can you say it's a conspiracy? How can you say it? They're looking out for their people. Bottom line, some of your all politicians are not bad. If I become a politician, you're going to think I'm bad.
Enough
crook.
Of them are.
Everybody's not like that, bro. I'm just saying they looked out for their people. Walmart wanted to pay them $8-some like they do in Baltimore, and they saying, no, we're going to pay our people the cost of living. Bottom line.
Yeah, now you go in there and ask how many of them got health care. And you go in there and ask. How many of them receive food stamps? Them same people in Walmart.
Who? Right, because guess what? Listen, in order to get food stamps, you have to have a certain income. If your income is a certain level, you apply for it. If your income is another level, you don't apply for it. So it all comes down to income to get food stamps, bro.
Michael,
that's not the point, though, Mike.
That's mad. It's not no damn conspiracy.
Mike, are you aware there are soldiers walking around here getting food stamps?
And yes, and look, aren't you aware that me and my wife struggled and I never got food stamps? My dumb ass never got food stamps. Me and my wife was struggling in the Army, bro. I could have got other soldiers was getting it, and I said, hold up. I ain't even know until I was getting out. Other people was getting. I'm like, damn. Me and my wife, she went and got a second job. We wasn't on food stamps in the Army, but then too. I found out all the soldiers was getting food stamps. I said, why are you struggling, bro? What are you talking about? I understand soldiers get food stamps, but I wasn't on food stamps in the Army. That's a fact. Me and my wife were. And we were struggling, bro. That's a fact.
You're missing the point. You're missing the point.
I understand. Well, okay, so
I just told you you were missing the point. You just want to talk noise. Okay. Now, my point was, if soldiers are getting food stamps, what makes you think nobody in Walmart working for Walmart is getting food stamps? Come on, Michael. You cannot be that naive about what's really going on out there. You can't.
I'm naive. I never heard of soldiers getting food stamps before.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You haven't heard everything. You think you have.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Joe, it's a lot of things you haven't heard of.
That's right.
You know,
I never said that I knew
everything.
And I'm sorry that you two feel that I have to have that kind of mindset. I'm very, very sorry for you two.
And here's another thing.
I just said.
Look, here's another thing. Why
he didn't know? He knew it.
Well, here's another thing. Why is it that Walmart does not want a union in anywhere in their store?
They don't want a union so that their four people that make $5 billion a year can make $7 billion a piece this year. That's why.
That's not true.
Here you go, Joe. Let me tell you something. And I was saying this earlier. When you was in college and your economics teacher was talking to you about economics, that person didn't have a bunch of money. They was telling you about people that had money and ways to get money. But that person didn't have money. So why weren't they applying these things that they knew to get money? Not just to teach Joe, because it was all bullshit. That's why that person was teaching you that. Go and make all you can so that you can have all you want in excess and what you don't need and screw everybody else. That's economics, man.
No, that's communism.
That's economics.
No, that's not economics. That's communism.
You can say whatever you want to. I'll come to your neighborhood and I'll ask the people that live around you, hey, what's economics to you guys?
Oh, they don't know.
I didn't think that. I wasn't going to say that she was in a trailer park, but I guess so. Anyway,
they just don't know shit. It's all a bunch of fucking
I'll
immigrants.
I'll come to the neighborhood that I grew up in, and I'll ask those people, so what to you guys is economics? Well, the people that have money, they're going to do everything that they can to make more money. And if they can squeeze some of my money that they owe me out of me, they'll do that. That's what they're going to say. So, like I said in the very beginning, come on, tell me what white America has to say. I'm listening.
Well,
I can tell you what the people on the other side of the track going to say to you.
He tells us that all the time. Like,
look, I was about to say what white America, but I forgot. Okay, Joe, that's your spot today.
That's your spot today.
Well, I'm hearing allusions to my supposed.
It's all about the
I haven't said anything about the no growth that was talking about.
We're the only people that lost jobs and they went over to other countries and we lost jobs and that's what made us the way we are.
My question is. If you're going to blame white America on what's happening, nobody's blaming white America.
Never mind, never mind.
My question is...
I'm going to explain you in the same boat that we were in. You're in the same boat, but you just don't know it yet. That's the problem.
Can Joe please finish what he has started to say before y'all...
Joe said, because
y'all kept talking. Now, I want to go back and hear what he has. Y'all asked him a question, but y'all won't give him a chance to answer. So now, Joe, go ahead.
I forgot what the freaking questions were. I just tuned myself out.
What I said was Joe is not the reason why, white America is not the reason why things are like they are. That's what was said, and Joe was like, I don't have anything else to say. That's what was said. I'm not blaming white America for what has happened, but I will say this. White America is under the facade that things were great. They were under a facade that things were great, and things could only get better. And now the people, the haves, have started to clamp down on lily white America, and lily white America sees that things aren't as great as they thought they were. You don't see online a white guy that had an accident running to the police, and he gets tased, and then he gets shot to his death. You don't see that.
No, you do.
Because if you did, there would be... No, the fuck you don't. And
yes,
I try
you do.
Not
you
to
see
suck.
Old women get beat up
and
by cops.
Only,
yes, you do.
And not
you
only
see,
Joe is...
You
can
see
can
them old vets get
I'm
beat
wait,
up
wait,
by
wait
white vets.
All right, let's put it this way.
Okay.
It's
yes,
not
you do.
It's not as frequent in the white community as it is in the black community.
No, yeah,
let's put it
that way. But I was just addressing what Lowe said before he said, no, fuck, it's not.
I didn't want to cuss.
You did.
But you brought that out.
You did.
Can I ask
you
another question?
You did, you Christian.
Joe, what is the problem with Miss America that just won? They having a problem with her, too?
What?
They having a problem with Miss America, the one that just won.
Yeah.
They having
a problem with America.
Call her all kind of names just because she's from India. She was born in this country. Come on, mm-hmm. and all kind of stuff. I'm wondering what's wrong with these people's brain.
They're racist.
One, just one.
From birth. But, well, I'm sorry, they're prejudiced. A lot of them don't have enough money to be racist, so they're prejudiced from
they're
birth.
They're in the same boat. They just don't know it.
Well, Maze, it's actually kind of different because somebody like the Bushes, they can be racist because they can hold you back economically,
yes.
financially. Now, the sucker that live across town in that trailer park, he can be prejudiced because he can't do a damn thing. If you want to join a local group he's in, then he's racist. But other than that, he cannot hold you back economically whatsoever.
No,
you got more than he got.
Yes,
you're better
like
than
it.
That bastard is. Right.
And then
that's
they don't
a good
like
yeah.
That's
so
a very
there's
good
a
point.
Difference. There is a difference. And when they see someone that's not what they think America should be, then they'll show who they truly are. You had even Hillary Clinton show who she truly was, and Bill Clinton, when she was running against Barack Obama. People don't think back to that. They truly were right then and right there. But people don't think back to that.
But what did I'm not a Hillary fan. What did Hillary say that was racist? I know Biden said stuff that was racist.
It's not what she did. She ran over there with Fox, with them Looney Tunes over there. She ran over there, had a conversation, everything she could do to have a conversation that showed who she really was. Because if she
what
was running
she
against
do?
Him,
I'm
why
asking
she ran running over there with him?
Because this is another instance where I don't know everything, so I'm trying
okay,
to
get
well,
educated. Okay, well, Joe, we can't quote everything. We only remember the highlights as far as, well, damn, we thought them's good white folks. Come to find out, they just like everybody
and
else.
And I'm asking,
what
did she do?
Joe, again, like I said, I can't quote everything that
well,
happened.
Okay, forget
all,
about
all
the quote.
All I remember is the fact that that white woman that was supposed to have been so wholesome and everything that comes with it, and Uncle Bill, you know, he there kissing the little black kid in the camera and all that stuff, they weren't so wholesome then because they came out with everything that they could have.
They weren't wholesome before then when they killed off the bodyguards and the people who knew about their white water.
Things that not everybody knows about.
Hillary don't like
those are
Hillary.
Those are the things that.
Hey, Mr. Talk, can I say something one more time? Hey,
Hillary
Low,
got
let's
a problem called Bill got a
black Michael's back.
No, Low. I want to back something up, like I said, about those four members. Let me read this. Four members of Walmart family made a combined $20 billion from their investments last year. Less than half of that would have given every U.S. Walmart worker a $3 raise. I said, if they just would have made $10 billion each, I mean, combined made 10 and took 10 and gave it back to the employees, the employees would have got a $3 raise. That's what I'm saying. It all depends on how much profit that those greedy people want to make. I understand. And look, they can say, look, I can make $1 million, but you know what? Instead of making $1 million, let me only make $750,000 and get the $250 back to the people in our research. That's all we're saying. We're saying spread the wealth, brother. That's all. It's flat, Joe.
And that's what
it's flat. Only four people only make $20 billion. That's crazy.
Actually, that's not arithmetic fact because I already pointed out because I already had taken a look at the financials of Walmart. They have 2.6 million, and I went through the little arithmetic exercise about an hour ago, but. People weren't listening because everybody was
saying, and that's what I was saying, is that's not how the founder did Walmart. The person that
your
founded
math
it,
is wrong, man.
Hey, Michael,
no, it
up.
Isn't.
Because, listen, if they would have gave them $3 an hour, guess what? Those people would be now the public sector. They wouldn't get on food. So this is what I'm saying. If Walmart would have paid those wages $3 more an hour, they wouldn't qualify for food stamps. So it works.
No,
if you're not going to pay the people
is,
on the
no,
job,
Michael,
they're going to get public subsidizes, man. That's the same
else.
Damn
what
thing.
I'm talking
and
about
Mr. Talk, a private E1 and E2 should get paid as asbestos, bump up the salaries in this. Per hour, we spent 24 hours
God.
In the Army.
Really,
technically, we only made, what, $3 an hour? We were 24 hours call. So if you want
to
look at that per hour on our salary, so come on, bro. You better get your math straight, Joe.
Michael. Arithmetic. Does anybody know arithmetic? I guess.
Yeah, well, he was.
You don't
he was making.
Oh, I
am. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Yeah, but he was making the same points we already made. He just
right, but I was just saying I wanted Mays to finish saying what she was saying. That's all.
Oh, okay.
I was saying the founder of Walmart shared it with the people. They didn't share with keeping it to themselves. He shared with the people. That's why he was who he was. But now what we have is greedy people. They rather give it to the CEOs as bonuses and stuff instead of taking
Walmart
it down.
Walmart employs more people than anybody else.
And something that I heard on another show the other day, I couldn't comment, but one reason why you have the people the way they are is because they're not being nurtured either. Those people that have all that money, they have other people raising their children.
Yeah, they got nannies.
And don't want to raise them either.
The nannies, and they send, you're right, and a lot of them will get somebody that's an illegal and will pay them under the table, a little bit of nothing. And the thing about it is, you have, let's say, those people that's sitting on the throne in Europe. They'll send those children off at 7, 8 years old to a boarding school. They'll only see their families for holidays is what they call them.
Mm-hmm.
And when this person is finished, this person has no moral compass whatsoever. Those are the people that's going to eventually run this world. So people ask, why are they like this? Well, the families have evolved. People have died. People have been born, and you should have new ideas. You don't have new ideas. You have the same basic ideas just wrapped up in a new person.
But when Dennis Rodman went over to supposedly a communist country, Korea, wherever he went, they had a fit about that.
What was wrong with him going? Nothing. Who cares? What did that do for Fox News? Nothing.
That's what I'm saying. They put him down too.
They'll talk about things that don't matter.
They put him down. They had him on the Fox. I think Fox had him on.
And he back over. And he went back again too.
Wait.
Okay. Since we gone that right, is the media part of the problem in America?
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
They part of the problem. They don't know the truth. They're just giving their opinions, and everybody's taking it as news.
No, they're taking their opinion from Murdoch and from the other people who own the news station.
They take them from the newspapers and everything else, and they just give opinions to and everybody
no,
what they have to say.
Anchors are not giving their opinions. They're giving the opinions of the owners of the stations.
Yeah, right. So who are the owners of the stations?
That's true.
Well,
good point and good question. The answer to that is you have five companies that own something like 180 news corporations.
Right.
So why is it that I could turn to Fox and the local news and another news and another news and like 8 or 9 of them, and I did this, and the very first sentence said by every anchor man or anchor person was the exact same. The very first sentence was the exact same, just a different person and a different channel. So it's all scripted.
Yep.
I saw that. There was a video where that person actually put together clips of these news anchors of different different news stations, and they were talking the same news clip. Yeah.
It's all a script.
Mm-hmm.
And let's keep throwing it out there to them until they just make them believe it. Or either you just make them sick of you and you turn the TV off and go somewhere else and find something else to do.
Have you ever did broadcasting?
Who?
And who?
Anybody on the show. I did broadcasting in school.
I did a broadcasting
class, and everything is scripted. You have to script it.
Mm-hmm.
They have to have people giving them information because
they're
reading off of a monitor. Do you know how an anchor works? Hold on. Research what an anchor does before you do that.
Same script, and then when they're supposed to be independent of one another. That's the point.
They were doing news.
Well, hold on. No, Fox News is not like MSNBC. Fox is doing MSNBC and CNN. That's a fact. Fox is not scripted. If you turn on Fox News and then you turn on MSNBC, there's totally different worlds. That's a fact.
Let me tell you how it happened. Can I explain something? The girl that was tweaking on the TV, which they made no sense to be on the news in the first place, which was wasn't even real. And every
station
was showing it. I said, now this doesn't make no sense.
What,
Miley Cyrus?
Yeah.
Not Miley Cyrus.
No, they had a girl doing a handstand, supposedly twerking on TV.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's nothing. They did that in Africa. Look, they twerk in Africa. Yo, that's a part of our culture. That's nothing, bro. That's nothing, bro. They did that in Africa. They always shake ass. Man, people have been shaking their ass for years. Y'all people crazy. No, you shut up, bro. Hey, no, if you notice, I guarantee you talk more than everybody on this show. I guarantee you got more minutes of talking than anybody on this show. But I'm going to mute myself.
Okay. Anyway, as I was saying, it was a ploy that she did. She was twerking on the internet. The news brought it into the TV, you know, so everybody could see it. And it was a ploy. It wasn't even real.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was thinking, like, hey, did she get hurt? Did she get burned off? Or did her leg get burned? I said, why are we looking at this as some news?
Mm-hmm.
That's why I take on what I see on that boob too. After they just giving their opinions, going to the internet and finding news. If I want to find news, I go to the internet myself. I don't need them to come and show that to me. Not go out on the street and find some people and talk to them. You got to go find the internet to see what people are doing, and then you bring it to the screen as news. Doing the news, it ain't that no more.
Watch this. The thing that you do is you turn from one channel to the next, right? Okay, well, where does channeling come from? Channeling comes from sorcery, right or wrong? Because they channeled spirits to come in and they see visions, right or wrong?
Well, everybody don't believe in spirits and visions.
I'm not saying what everybody believes in.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's where it comes. Where does the word media come from? It comes from the word medium. It's a go-between between the worlds. You have a spiritual world and you have a physical world. How else would they be able to come up with all of this stuff? I mean, you go from one channel to the next, one channel to the next, and that's all they do when you have a seance. They channel spirits.
Ooh, say it again. Say it again.
They channel spirits.
All right.
And you get the newspaper. And low with the newspaper.
Oh. Hold on. Let me bring Beasley in so he can get some of this.
Oh.
All right,
here's
Mr. Beasley. Your mic is open.
Well, I don't have much to say. Let the gentleman finish his thought about channel spirits, because I'm a channel surfer.
Told me last night, right, to go to this site called the USA versus the US, and I thought it was going to be legit site. They said, oh, you need to go and check that site out to see about this, and that's news, that's your information. I go to this site, and it's basically a site where another person brings their aliasing, their point of view about the government. But that's not news. That's just their opinion. If you look at the site, that's just like someone, a politician, just looking at the Constitution, and they're giving their angle on what it's supposed to be. That's not fact. So a lot of times that you go on these YouTube, you're getting someone's point of view. You're not getting facts. You're getting someone's opinion on the facts. So that's not news. News is the facts. We want
all
the facts. We want the truth.
With all due respect, Mr. All Facts, what I noticed about you, and this isn't, and you're like many other people.
Hold on. Right now, why are you turning this into a personal thing? We're talking about issues. Beasley,
listen.
All you got to do is shut up and
listen. What you consider facts can come from sources. They come from so-called credible sources. And a lot of us don't really believe these credible sources. If it comes over, you have a tendency. Now, I could be wrong, and I'm not attacking you. Okay, I'm just telling you something that I noticed. When Obama gave his speech, and please don't take it as I'm attacking you. This is all just for intellect. Maybe it'll give you a little clarity. Maybe it'll let you see things a little bit differently. When you said Obama said, when he gave the speech about going into Syria, that he, you know, that this happened and that happened, you said those are the facts. I don't know that those are facts. I know that this is done by a leader who's interested in promoting war for whatever reason.
Right.
That wants to go into this country. I don't know that those are facts. So, I mean, you have a tendency to believe traditional, established media outlets, and I never believe a president or a politician. That's just me. That's all I'm saying.
That's us. Bosley, you bring out a good point.
Beasley.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was thinking about Tom
Beasley.
I
might have 10 personalities, brother, but I got one name.
Okay. I'm sorry, man. I was thinking about falling down.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, because some people look at things and make people They listen and they get articles and then they listen to these talking heads and make them hate people for no reason. They don't even know why they hate them. Just because somebody said hate them. Let's hate them. We don't like what they're doing. We don't know why we don't like what they're doing. We don't even look to see or listen sometimes. But we listen and go up under the cover for ourselves. We might understand it better than somebody trying to explain it to us.
That's true.
We don't do that.
That's true. And
take somebody
I'll tell
else's facts and make them our facts, and then we hating people and don't even understand why.
Okay,
that's
Mr. Talk, can I go ahead, Law? Because I want to defend myself.
I was going. You don't listen. See, that's the thing about it. He said that's what he sees. You don't have to defend yourself.
And I will
know.
Look, now, Low, you trying to tell me
now,
how to fuck? You're not my
now,
father, Low. Chill out.
I want to say something.
Beasley said,
"I can be your damn daddy." Trust me.
Okay, but shut the. So don't tell me how to talk, bro.
Let me. He directed the question to me
and let me defend myself. Just give me 1 minute, Low. Shut the fuck up.
Not us. It's him.
I got kids. Mr. Talk, can I have 30 seconds, please?
You came here talking to us.
Right. And it's not.
Can I have 30 seconds, please?
Don't Michael talk.
I just want 30 seconds. But Beasley, listen to me, Beasley. Listen to me. I said Obama presented factual information, and the facts that he said we have factual information that they mixed the chemical weapons, they put the gas mask on, they reported the casualties, all of that. That factual evidence, he showed it to Putin, he showed it to the Congress. If you notice, Putin, after seeing that facts, he said, we got to get rid of them now. That's bullcrap. If you notice, none of the congressmen said or denied that it was not used. I'm saying Obama presented the facts that they saw mix them, put gas mask on, and was saying how many casualties they got, and they knew the rocket propeller launch. That's facts. That's what we can prove, bro. He showed the world that. That's a fact. Now, all of the other stuff, I said that's a fact, sir. So you can have factual information. If I record you doing something, isn't that a factual information? You can't hide from the camera. That's a fact, bro. So I repeated the fact.
All I was saying, it was a fact. It's a fact to you because you respect the credibility of the person giving you the facts.
Mm-hmm.
And I have learned, as have many others, that we have to question everything that comes out of all of these people's mouths.
Absolutely right.
The news, that you have to question it because they lie repeatedly. That's my opinion, and that's some other's opinion, but just for myself. So all I was saying you heard what I said, Mike.
Okay. Can I
so how can you prove it otherwise then? Can you prove that they're
not? I don't have to prove otherwise.
Okay, but they have evidence that, in fact, but God, no one is denying it, though.
Michael.
Okay, hold up, everybody.
Why no one is denying it?
Michael!
Shoot his ass.
All right, now, check this out. Okay, Michael, you have said what you consider to be the facts, okay? But here's some more facts, Michael. If it was such a chemical strike, why is somebody standing up there filming? Why isn't nobody walking around in mop gear? Why nobody has
Because of the United States military. Okay.
Here we go.
All right.
Here we go.
Because
United States military, everybody know in those countries, they have gas masks in their houses. Because there's nothing.
Everywhere.
It's nothing abnormal. So don't be
Hold on, Mr. Talk. You've been in the military, right?
But you're not looking at the facts that you can see right there on television.
Listen, the UN just came out today. They said factual information that chemical wolf. The UN just came out today. I don't know what y'all up y'all kind of. The UN said factual was used, but
Michael,
I'm saying
Michael,
listen to me.
Michael, you can't get the UN either.
Oh my God, I'm done. Y'all believe shit. Man,
okay, bye.
All right.
Hello,
bye.
I have a question that I need to ask somebody.
Go ahead, Maze.
This man that did the shooting. Why does he have two pictures? One he's light and the other one he's dark. What's going on there?
I received some information today that said that shooting suspect and all of that whole thing was a hoax.
But I'm saying I'm not understanding why we have.
What do you mean? What do you mean it's a hoax? That it didn't actually happen, or that this guy has different motivations than what they're saying?
Everything don't match up.
Right.
See that.
No, I mean. I think it would be kind of hard to fake the death of 12 people with all of this attention.
that there's actual people. I think it would be kind of hard.
Hold on. Now, remember Sandy Hook? Remember all the people that poked all the holes in Sandy Hook?
Yeah. Okay,
so wait. We all agreed earlier that this is screenplay. A lot of this is screenplay, right?
Yeah, it's certainly possible. There's certainly agendas that are trying to get pushed.
No, I'm going to be with Beasley on this one. It's going to be kind of hard to have
it
a black
happened,
to fake the fact that some black guy killed 12
people.
No,
we're not talking about the fake. I'm saying, why do they have two pictures of a man?
Hold on. Maybe the guy was in sunlight. Maybe the guy's camera was set at a different F screen.
No.
Hold on, everybody. Let me bring Antoinette in. Okay? Hello, Antoinette. Your mic is open.
Hello. How are you?
Hello.
Hello.
Doing fine.
Hello, Antoinette.
I wanted to say I agree with you. When I looked at the photos, and I said it looked like two different men to me. One was dark-skinned, and his face was thinner. And then I said, then the other one was a lighter hue, and his face was fuller. I said, it looked like two different men.
It could have been. The photos could have been, I don't know, but the photos could have been taken at different times.
Photoshopped.
Yeah,
say Photoshopped.
But was that obvious of a difference? Why did they put it up?
If you look at a picture of yourself from 4 years ago and you look at yourself, your picture today, you could look a little different. You could happen in summer. This is right after summer.
We're not the looking. I'm talking about the skin color, not the looking.
I don't know.
The complexion.
The complexion is what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about the look.
He was far lighter
and the other one was dark.
Well,
he must have been in some sun or something.
The thing is, it really doesn't matter what you think, Maze. What they need to do is they need to convey this to a certain demographic of people.
Mm-hmm.
That guy looks like 15 other black guys.
More than that.
At least.
He looks like 15 other black guys. So it really doesn't matter whether he does really look like the same person on that picture or not. The mental that they needed to get over to everybody else is, hey, it's the same guy.
Something I find.
I mean, I look the exact same in every picture I have. Whether I'd have put on a couple pounds, I'd have hit the gym real hard, and I look real different. I look the exact same. I'm black as I am, regardless of what picture.
You look fat in some of them.
Exactly, I said that.
Okay. I'm just saying.
Well,
you said put on a few pounds. That's different.
I look very polished than some of the others.
Well, I was just wondering if I was the only one looking at that.
No, I saw
it. Every time they show it,
I haven't even seen the picture
yet. What's wrong with these two pictures?
I also noticed that in the summer I may get a little darker, but then back.
You don't get that dark.
brown again. But I said it doesn't change your whole facial features, as far as your face being thinner and everything else. And I just said, yes, I look the same as I did when I was a little girl, except for you can tell that I've gotten older. I had some distinguishing marks that you just won't forget that I was born with that is evident. But I think, there was nothing on this man's face that they even look like they could be brothers or, cousins or anything. They just look like two different, entirely different people, in my view.
I don't know why they would have two people back. Those pictures just opposed to one another. But remember in the OJ case when they made him darker.
Right.
It's not like OJ case.
Hold on,
this man is
made him a lot darker.
This man is dark,
Maze.
And the other one is lighter.
Maze, if you don't mind.
But they're supposed to be the same.
Maze, if you're going
to
keep on talking, I'm going to keep on talking. Because right now
we'll keep on talking,
then
we'll just talk together.
Well, no, you're not talking.
You're talking about OJ.
So here's the thing. With OJ, when they made him darker, wasn't there the accusation that subliminally they're trying to make him look like the stereotypical Negro? A criminal?
They're trying to make him look dark and more sinister.
Right.
I believe that.
More sinister, right.
That's a good point, YT.
That's a very good point.
I'm glad you made that.
Very good point.
Why did they do that?
I changed. I'm asking Joe.
When they had him as a darker man, his face was thinner. When they made him heavier, then that's when he became more of a caramel color. But they made his facial features and everything heavier. So it just doesn't look like the same.
Well, you know what it might be. There may be some nefarious intentions, or it just might be they're taking one picture when he was, you know, a few years ago, and saying this is the way he was a few years ago, and this is the way he is. Could be.
Can I, different lighting. A lot of things can alter the picture. What I find suspicious, and it's something that's been common in Sandy Hook and this, is that here it is. You hear about this horrible story where all this horrific story where all these people are killed, but each time the alleged perpetrator is dead.
Absolutely.
There's no trial. They never get a chance to talk.
Absolutely. They always have a patchy. No lie.
Yes.
They always have a patchy.
Very good. Very good point.
And they're dead. You never hear from them.
That's right. If you're dead, you tell no truth.
Right. Look at Lee Harvey Oswald.
Yeah.
How
is a guy like, I forgot the guy's name that shot him, but why would he, in the midst of being on camera, in the midst of being surrounded by the Secret Service, the FBI, et cetera, why is he going to take a risk of shooting this guy?
Jack Ruby.
Ruby.
Jack Ruby, they said, had mob connections. He owned a strip club.
Yeah, but why would
he was from Chicago.
The mob knows how to kill people.
Okay.
Why
all right,
y'all. Hold on for a
minute. Let me bring Wesley in. All right, Wesley.
There you go, bro. What's up,
all
bro?
Right.
Hey, good afternoon, man. I can't take it with that dude, Hollering Mike, be on there, man. I got to. But look here, y'all remember that last scene in the Manchurian Candidate, right?
Good movie.
About, yes, sir, the last scene with Denzel Washington, the Manchurian Candidate. What was the last scene in that movie?
I didn't see that movie. I saw the other one.
Yeah, I haven't.
You need
seen
to check
one.
It out. Check out the Manchurian Candidate.
It's the same movie with Frank Sinatra, just in white face.
Okay. I don't know.
Well, the last scene, remember when he was walking through in the building with the, and you come through the metal detector or whatever, Denzel, and they know that he was a shooter, so what they do? They change the whole disguise of him. They change his whole picture, wipe his whole picture out, and put it in another guy. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I hope you got that email I got, man. I hope that email I sent you, man.
Yeah,
well,
I got
you
it,
got
man.
To bring it out,
I read
man.
It. Well, eventually,
okay.
let me finish. let me finish.
All right. You probably got to
yeah,
man.
Researching on it.
Now you know, Wesley, you're absolutely right, because the very last scene, they had a shooter, and in the video, they took that shooter out. And they put a whole nother man in there, a whole nother person's image in there, and had that person as the shooter at the very end of that. That's a very good point. Very good point. Yeah.
I got to look at that.
Oh, that's a nice twist to it. I don't remember that.
Manchurian
because
Candidate.
In the beginning, there was three shooters in the beginning that was described, and put it all in over one.
Well, let me ask a question. My question is this. Let's look at the... the evolution of the terrorist. The terrorist started out as being some raghead, and I feel like that because that's what was said to me, some raghead in a foreign country, some Muslim. And then it became a dark-skinned Muslim. And then it became a guy with a underwear bomb and shoe bomb and all, a black dude. A black dude with a shoe bomb and underwear and all of a sudden, somebody in this country eating somebody's face halfway off, and now you got this. It has evolved all the way into what they were truly trying to get to. And if you call me a liar, tell me why that boy got, that 22, 24-year-old boy got killed, and this country is not in an uproar right now. Because anyone is assumed to be a terrorist.
They're not even calling this thing terrorist. This is a crazy lunatic killer. They don't call Anna Lanza a terrorist.
Right, and what they're doing, Beasley, is they're making it common for this type of person to get killed at the very end, even if it's not even that situation. You had, and one thing that I heard when I was listening, the guy had an accident. He had a wreck in his car, and he went to a neighborhood, and
shot
the lady
tires.
Got the door.
Tires.
She,
I'm like, what?
She thought it was her husband. Wait, why the hell your husband ringing the doorbell at the house? She thought it was her husband, and then she saw it wasn't, and she slammed the door closed and called and sounded the alarm, and the police showed up, and they one tased him when he was running to them, and the other one shot him to death when the taser didn't work.
You're bringing up good points. You're bringing up good points, Lo. You know why they're doing this? It's to make America become acclimated to police brutality, that anybody can get
damn
tased.
Damn right, man. Hell, it's already America started with
police brutality. I'm going to disagree with you. I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to disagree with you because, listen, our people have always been acclimated to this.
Sure will, man. Mm. That's right.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's the difference. Our people have always a woman was on the news the other day saying, "Well, yeah, you know, we trained our sons to just if the police show up, you hold your head down, you agree with whatever they say, and you cooperate with them because you don't want them to kill you." A black woman.
Let me rephrase what Joe said. What Joe said. Joe means to say make white America,
yeah,
okay, acclimated with police brutality.
Yeah, because black
America always been under police brutality, and that's why white America didn't ready to be targeted, okay? Worse than black America, because white America didn't do a damn thing when it was happening to black America, okay? So now the chicken will come on the roof, bro.
Can I get my spin on
what
I think?
That's right,
bro. Can I get my spin on why they said it was three people? Just in case if somebody saw the real shooter or somebody else shooting, that
you thought about
were,
the movie.
Start talking.
No, she's talking about.
Is that why they say they had three shooters and they named three different people?
Well,
because maybe somebody else saw somebody else as a shooter.
If you remember with the Kennedy killing, they were saying that it was three people, three shooters there too.
Well, they always have backup. If it's a CIA or a governmental operation, they have to have backup.
Right. And the bullet that supposedly killed him, if it killed him, it was a magical bullet.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Oswald's a perfect
It goes through Connally, it goes through Kennedy, and it has nothing, no more, no scars on the bullet at all. Wonderful.
Right.
Terrific.
Right. If you look at the Zapruder film, it shows how his head went backwards, and all of the nice linguine and everything comes out of his head. His head definitely went backwards, from impact from the front, and that's some gruesome. That's some gruesome stuff to see. And they had a picture of
it right there. Yeah.
That's true.
In the Zapruder film, holy shit!
Ooh. Yeah, you definitely see his brains come out of his head.
Very true.
The magic bullet has no scars on it, no more, no markings that show that it even exited a barrel. Holy Jesus! How do you have something like that? And then you show it to the public, and the public goes, "Okay."
Then you have a congressional commission.
Oh yeah, the Warren.
Well, more than a congressional commission, they appointed Earl Warren, who was I believe he was he was the Chief Justice of the California Supreme Court at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And he eventually went on the Supreme Court, I think. You had Gerald Ford. You get rewarded. You get rewarded for playing the game.
And Bush
played the game? The guy that died recently. The guy that switched parties at the end from Pennsylvania was the Senator Arlen Specter.
He went from Republican to Democrat.
It's like when you play the game, almost like the celebrity people that push the agenda.
You know the speaker,
right? When you play the game right, you're going to be rewarded.
Right, and if you play the game wrong,
you're also going to be rewarded.
You go on West Street to hell.
Hey,
fast trip to hell.
Yeah, hey. Joe, you believe in hell?
No.
Hello, Joe. Oh, you said hell.
Oh,
I did. I also say low a lot, but I don't believe in him either.
Mm-hmm. Mm, there you go.
Wow.
I tell you what.
Funny.
One thing I want you to believe in. Go on, everybody on here, and everybody's listening. Go on that. I sent a site to people today. To check out, I sent a video for people to check out on YouTube. Consequences of eating pork. Check that out. Go on YouTube and check it out. There's a video, and I'm going to try this at my own house. A lady went and bought two center-cut pork chops, beautiful pieces of meat. Took them out of the packet. Took them out of the packet.
Put them in a pan.
No, she put them in a pan, and she poured a Coca-Cola over them, let them sit for an hour, and poured another Coca-Cola over them.
Worms
and
came out.
About 2 hours after she poured her first Coke, worms came out of them.
Yikes.
Yep.
No kidding.
Now, who was it?